Today is November 11th, 2024, and you're listening to Space News First Up.
Did you know Space News offers four newsletters, First Up published Monday to Friday and sent at 9 a.m. Eastern Time? Military Space is sent out Tuesday, Space Next AI on Thursday, and on Friday, we send out a curated newsletter of the week's top stories in our Space News This Week newsletter. Visit spacenews.com to sign up.
Here are today's top headlines in space. The next Ariane 6 launch has slipped to early next year. A startup led by a former Google executive is planning its own mega constellation. Three NASA astronauts, who were briefly hospitalized after their splashdown 2 weeks ago, are remaining quiet about that medical issue. Maxar Intelligence has divested a small part of its business focused on supporting classified U.S. government sensor programs. NASA is extending cargo contracts with three companies for the remaining projected life of the International Space Station. And a British company that worked for decades on spaceplane and hypersonic engine concepts has gone bankrupt.
First Up is produced by Space News, the industry standard for professional space journalism. Visit spacenews.com for breaking news, policy updates, and original analysis.
We begin today with news that the next Ariane 6 launch has slipped to early next year. ArianeSpace announced Friday that the launch, previously planned for December, is now scheduled for no earlier than mid-February. The company gave no specific reason for the delay, but noted the core and upper stages of the rocket have yet to be shipped from Europe to the French Guiana launch site, and that it was working on final preparations to launch facilities at the spaceport. The launch will be the second for the Ariane 6 after a mostly successful inaugural launch in July and the first operational mission for the rocket, carrying a reconnaissance satellite for the French military. A startup led by a former Google executive is planning its own mega constellation. Logos Space says it has early financial commitments needed to deploy 1,000 satellites for global broadband coverage. The company, which emerged from stealth at the end of October, has the backing of Thomas Tull's U.S. Innovative Technology Fund, but has not disclosed how much it has raised. Milo Medin, founder of Logos Space and a former vice president of access services at Google, said the company will focus on engineering and operations, relying on partnerships with others for distribution of broadband services. The company is targeting 2027 for its first launches, pending an FCC license for the constellation. Three NASA astronauts who were briefly hospitalized after their splashdown 2 weeks ago are remaining quiet about that medical issue. At a briefing Friday, astronauts Michael Barrett, Matthew Dominic, and Jeanette Epps declined to answer questions about what happened after their splashdown to end the Crew 8 mission that prompted them to be hospitalized, with one of them staying overnight. Barrett, a doctor, said details about the incident will come out in the fullness of time, but cited medical privacy and due process for not discussing what happened. The three said they are in good health and are gradually adjusting to life on Earth after nearly 8 months in space. Maxar Intelligence has divested a small part of its business focused on supporting classified U.S. government sensor programs. Maxar sold its radar and sensor technology unit to Arca Group, a government contractor based in Danbury, Connecticut, for an undisclosed sum. Arca has deep expertise supporting U.S. government-led synthetic aperture radar SAR programs. Maxar said it is not exiting the SAR business with this sale, noting its partnership with SAR satellite imagery company Umbra. NASA is extending cargo contracts with three companies for the remaining projected life of the International Space Station. In procurement filings Friday, NASA said it is extending its commercial resupply services to contracts with Northrop Grumman, Sierra Space, and SpaceX, which had been set to expire at the end of 2026 through 2030. NASA extended the contracts after concluding there were no other companies available to provide such services. NASA awarded the CRS-2 contracts in 2016 and has spent a little less than half of the $14 billion ceiling on them, and the agency said it does not expect to need to increase that ceiling with the extension. A British company that worked for decades on space plane and hypersonic engine concepts has gone bankrupt. Reaction Engines went into administration at the end of October after an effort to raise additional capital fell through. The company has worked for decades on an engine concept called Sabre that would be air-breathing at lower altitudes and switch to a rocket engine at higher altitudes. It would enable concepts like Skylon, a single-stage-to-orbit space plane that the company also proposed. While Reaction Engines won backing from companies like BAE Systems and Rolls-Royce, it made slow progress on Sabre and had looked for other applications of the technology, such as on hypersonic vehicles. In other news, China launched 4 commercial radar imaging satellites late Friday. A Long March 2C rocket lifted off at 10:39 p.m. Eastern from the Jiuquan Satellite Launch Center and placed into orbit 4 PSAT, 2 Hongtu 2 satellites. The satellites are owned by Zhuzhou Space Interstellar Satellite Technology Company Limited and are described as being mainly used for high-resolution SAR imaging. The company, which launched 4 PSAT-1 satellites last year, expects to have a 16-satellite constellation in orbit by March. Another Chinese launch placed 15 satellites into orbit Sunday night. A Ligian-1 rocket lifted off from Jiuquan at 11:03 p.m. Eastern, carrying 15 satellites. The rocket's payload included 3 Xi'an 26 satellites, 6 Yunyao-1 radio occultation satellites, and 2 Jilin-1 imaging satellites, among others, as well as 1 Chinese-built satellite for Oman. Space.com reports that SpaceX launched another set of Starlink satellites late Friday night from California. A Falcon 9 lifted off at 1:14 a.m. Eastern Saturday from Vandenberg Space Force Base and placed 20 Starlink satellites into orbit, 13 with direct-to-cell payloads. The launch was scheduled for late Wednesday night but postponed 2 days. Another Falcon 9 Starlink launch from Florida was scheduled for Sunday night but postponed because of recovery weather. A Dragon cargo spacecraft raised the orbit of the ISS slightly in a first-of-its-kind maneuver Friday. Thrusters on the CRS-31 cargo Dragon fired for 12 and a half minutes Friday, boosting the station's perigee by just over 1 kilometer. This was the first time that NASA used a Dragon spacecraft for an orbit-raising maneuver, a test of the spacecraft's capabilities also intended to gain experience for SpaceX's development of the Dragon-derived U.S. deorbit vehicle that will be used to deorbit the ISS at the end of its life. The Los Alamos Daily Post reports that Up Aerospace carried out the second suborbital launch in as many months from Spaceport America Friday. The company's Spaceloft 20-sounding rocket launched from the spaceport, carrying a payload for Los Alamos National Laboratory designed to flight-qualify new components and technologies. Up Aerospace, which performed a similar suborbital launch for NASA last month, has been operating at the New Mexico spaceport since 2006. The BBC reports that Britain's oldest satellite is not where it's supposed to be. The Skynet 1A satellite was launched in 1969 and placed into GEO over Africa to relay communications for the British military. When it stopped working several years later, it was thought it might drift to a gravity well in GEO over India. However, the spacecraft is instead halfway around the GEO belt over the Americas. It's unclear how Skynet 1A ended up there. But observers speculate that the spacecraft, built and launched by the United States for the UK, might have been taken over by the US at the end of its mission and moved there, for reasons still unclear.